Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Hey, we're here on Herb Talk, and we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about how America is brainwashed to reach for prescription drugs. And the statistical data will tell the tale. Also, we're going to be talking about handcrafted benefits to some of your herbal supplements out there. So we're going to look at some comparisons and let you see what's in the marketplace. And we have time, we may touch on some other things, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, righteous men and women in uniform, lifting all of America up in prayer. And if you haven't been seeking the Lord's face lately, mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. I did bring my devotional today, and let's see, today's devotional goes like this. This is from Revelations 12 and Ephesians 6 and James 4. It goes, spending time alone with me is essential for your well-being. It is not a luxury or an option. It is a necessity. Therefore, do not feel guilty about taking time to be with me. Remember that Satan is the accuser of believers. He delights in heaping guilty feelings upon you, especially when you're enjoying my presence. So when you feel Satan's arrows of accusation, you're probably on the right track. So use your shield of faith to protect yourself from him. Talk with me about what you're experiencing and ask me to show you the way forward. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to me and I will come near to you. Absolutely. Definitely want to be in the Lord's presence. It is the better alternative there, the only alternative. So if you haven't been seeking the Lord's face, find the time, because it'll be well worth it. Because one day, everybody's a believer one day, and one day you're going to wish you had. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker, doctors are prescribing antibiotics for the common cold. Of course they are. According to this research, let's see, this was in the Journal of Annals of Internal Medicine, some studies that doctors are prescribing unnecessary antibiotics for viruses. Of course, antibiotics are only for bacteria. So this can lead, they say, to a lot of antibiotic resistance and also turning treatable infections into potential killer infections. So Canadian researchers are aiming to prevent the cause and overuse of such drugs in their Canadian seniors, they say, who go to a family doctor, always leave with a prescription for an unnecessary antibiotic. Even though most doctors felt, you know, the infection was non-bacterial, half of the people still got an antibiotic anyway. Last but not least in the quacker, let's see, they say more children are harmed from vaccines than gunshots, according to government research. That's right. According to the National Database of Inpatient Stays for Children, 5,800 children under the age of 17 were treated for firearm injuries in 2012 compared to debilitating vaccine injury, the average rate of 125 children per day. So according to the VIRS data, that's where you vaccine reporting a database, where according to VIRS, 45,742 adverse events were reported involving children after a vaccination in 2016 alone. So more than 50 doses of a vaccine are given to children before the age of 6. And the Center for Disease Control owns 20 vaccine patents and buys $4.1 billion in vaccines annually. So don't look to the CDC to help you. That's the message. So there are no safety studies that prove that multiple vaccines given at one time work to protect the child. Actually, this is where a lot of adverse events are coming into play. Now, in just the first 75 days of this year, 2017, how many adverse events were reported at VIRS? 4,244. And there were, these were only the reported cases. Some go unreported. So, hey, the former chief of virology of the FDA, Dr. Anthony Morris, said, vaccines are the most highly guarded secret in scientific medicine. So what do you suppose that is? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about, are we brainwashed to reach for the prescription drugs? Well, according to the Cambridge Dictionary, the definition of brainwashed is to make people believe what you want them to believe by constantly telling them that what you're saying is true while preventing any other information from reaching them. So take, for example, the current laws in the UK, where the people there are prohibited from sharing information with each other on natural therapies. That includes herbs and vitamins. So the British are kind of petrified that if they discuss natural healing, that really bad things are going to happen to them. So these laws have the people, you know, totally anxious and living in fear. And how do I know this? Well, I speak to them fairly often when they call me and ask me about my herbal products. So the Brits have not the access to the herbs like Americans do, and I'm sure that may be one of the reasons why they want out of the European Union. So prescription drug therapy is not natural or even normal for people to be using it to prop up the metabolism. So we're going to take a deeper look at the reliance Americans have on prescription medications. Well, you know, the numbers are pretty staggering. Because according to Healthy Consumer, there are people on as many as 17 prescription medications at the same time. So the reality that patients have to come to grips with, there is really no one in healthcare. There's no pharmacist or doctor or drug company that is taking any responsibility for monitoring cross interactions while on all these medicines. So if we add to that the off-brand use of drugs by conditions they were never approved for, or for the duration of use the drugs were never approved for, this also compounds the risk. So according to the Institutes of Healthcare, Americans filled more than 4.3 billion prescriptions in 2014, and those statistics were up by 13% over the previous year. So according to Kaiser Family Health Foundation, in 2016, Americans filled over 4.51 billion prescriptions, and the top three states were California, Florida, and Illinois. Walgreens is the leading drugstore chain dispensing drugs to the tune of 49 billion in 2014. The average drugstore will dispense 300 to 500 prescriptions per day. And that's why you got one on every corner, if you notice that. Come to a stoplight, there they are. All right, so the Affordable Care Act is kind of keeping track of all the drug movement, the prescriptions, and the U.S. pharmacies and drugstore industry are estimating about by the year 2022, Americans will fill 5.13 billion prescriptions a year. So this is a dangerous and serious upward trend that is aggressively protected by the big industry and politics. The question is, with healthcare being more controlled by those with the most to gain on sickness, how long will we have the freedom to choose what we put in our bodies? Well, let's look at this overprescribed America, because that's what we have. America is suffering from a condition called overprescribed syndrome. And how can I say that? Well, we're going to take a look at the numbers because they pretty much tell the story. So 46% of adult Americans are taking at least one prescription drug. 11.5% are taking three prescription drugs, and 6.5% are taking four or more prescription drugs. Now, 13 prescriptions are written per American every year, of which 12 actually get filled. 16% of hospital admissions are due to adverse drug reactions. And for the average prescribed drug, there is a list of 70 drug side effects. Death by prescribed medicine is the fourth leading cause of death, and the death rate from properly prescribed medications is 10 times greater than illegal drugs. So the drug industry targets the age group of 55 and over who are on there. That's 46% of the drug medication market, 55 and over. So drug companies spend $4 billion annually on TV advertising. And a third of Americans who see the drug ads, they ask their doctor about the drug, and two-thirds of them get a prescription. Now, drug ads run on TV every hour in America and have increased drug sales by 18%. Mm-mm-mm. So really, the drug ads are the push, okay, to this, you know, over-prescribed America. In 1981, an advertising company asked drug manufacturers who is their main customer, and the drug company said, doctors. And the advertising company asked, why isn't it the consumer? And that launched the beginning of TV drug ads. So the first TV drug ad for a pain reliever aired in 1983. at which time the federal government asked the drug company to remove it off the air. And then we're told that the American Medical Association, who's the largest group to represent physicians, wants the direct-to-consumer advertising of drugs to stop because patients are seeking unnecessary drug medicines. Now, the First Amendment right gets batted around, and for decades, well, later on, drug ads are still on the air. So the U.S. and New Zealand are the two countries that will allow drug advertising on TV. Now, in 1979, the federal government relaxed the rules on the drug advertising. So, that should include TV, right? That's what they're arguing. Here is a quote from Dr. Joseph Mercola. He says, "It is a disgusting, dishonorable way to generate sales, but it works." In 2008, the House Commerce Committee found that for every $1,000 spent on drug ads, it produces 24 new patients. Ethics aside, this consumer hustle have proven to be profit bonanzas. End of quote. Well, in 2014, research at the New England Research Institute was done on patient requests for specific drugs that they saw advertised on TV. And what the researchers discovered is that patients that specifically asked their doctor for a drug dramatically increases the rate at which the physicians prescribed that medicine. So the research involved the arthritis and addictive pain medicines that are advertised on TV. And in 2016, Brown University looked at the effects of advertising psychiatric drugs on TV, and their research was published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology or Psychiatry, and they concluded this: data exists and suggests that ads succeed in driving prescribing with potentially mixed effects on patient care. So the TV ads are the push, the driving force for astronomical profits for the drug industry, and patient health is at risk. Here is a quote from the editor of the Annals of Family Medicine, a journal, says that the direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription medicines is huge. It's a huge uncontrolled public health experiment on the American people. End of quote. Tend to agree with that. Now, what's the reason? Well, Americans need to really step back and assess why they are taking these drugs. Asking questions and getting honest answers is what they should be investigating. For instance, are you on prescribed medication because you need it? And why do you think you need it? Are you taking a drug because you self-diagnosed yourself after you saw a TV drug ad and then you asked your doctor for the drug? And is your doctor getting kickbacks for writing prescriptions for the drug? You can check that out. Also, are you on a drug for a metabolic malfunction, and have you investigated the options to restore the function rather than rely on the drugs? Now, if someone should happen to the drug availability, if something happens to that, or you have an inability to pay for your medication, what can you expect to happen to your health? Anybody asking these questions? And have you investigated all the risks to the drugs, especially the lifelong drugs, the ones that are propping up metabolic function? Oh, boy. So, and have you looked at all the angles where prescriptions actually can make you a hostage? Well, think long term, okay? That's the thing. Always assess your health options. And if you're on drug therapy, you know, it's not going to strengthen your body. It's going to weaken it. So if doctors are telling patients they have to be on this drug for the rest of their life, that should be a red flag. Red flag. You've done something wrong, okay? And now it's up to you to correct it, because this drug is not going to float you forever. No, it's not. That is a red flag, because drugs eventually don't work, and they create metabolic weaknesses, and then there's failure. So patients really should look at how they can actually reverse the condition and strengthen the body and remove that drug dependency. So I believe, you know, it wasn't God's intention for you to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. God has proved that medicinal healing comes from his food, spices, and herbs. So in most cases, if there is a weakness in the body, it's often a result of an unhealthy lifestyle. So while you adjust the lifestyle, you can actually strengthen the metabolism with a lot of the medicinal herbs and reduce your dependency on drugs and eventually get off drugs. Now, how liberating would that be, right? I think it's an awesome thing. It's like not having to pay taxes, in my opinion. All right, so if you would like to learn more about how you can tap into the strengthening power of medicinal herbs, you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, because that's what they specialize in, is immune-boosting, organ-cleansing herbs that help take the stumbling blocks away from the metabolism so you can regenerate and balance. Give them a call. Request their free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And for the international folks, the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And of course, if you're on the website, do check out and sign up for the newsletters, the healthy newsletters that are no subscription fee. They are totally free, and they go out each and every week. So the American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. And of course, pass on the power. You can forward that information on to family and friends and, you know, empower others. That's always a good thing. Also on the website, you'll notice a green button on the product pages for herbal coupons, so you can actually save on your purchases with the coupon. So don't neglect to access that and save. And if you're on the master list, you will get invitations to special sales. So if you want to sign up on the newsletter list or the general list, just ask and get those special sale invitations, and you can stock up and save as well. Oh, don't forget, flea and tick collars, natural ones, and great eucalyptus shampoo for the pets out there. If you have pets out there, you want to keep them safe and chemical-free, look at the Herbs for Pets section on the PowerHerbs.com website, or check it out in the catalog. It's in there as well. All right, we got a few minutes before we got to go to a break, and we're going to be talking about comparisons. We're going to look at the handcrafted benefits of whole food supplements out there. So the term handcrafted was first used in the 12th century. So handcrafts such as barrel making and leather work are displayed in the Colonial History Museum at Williamsburg, Virginia. And the industrial age made manufacturing or mass production of products faster and easier, and then the handmade goods became less desirable. So a vast majority of items that were still handcrafted were kind of custom-made products. Now, in 1947, the term handcrafted became popular again in the marketing of goods. So the timing and use of the term handcrafted with regard to food goods seemed to coincide with the introduction of genetically modified foods, such as wheat. So the marketing back then, and totally attempts to identify the quality of goods on product labels with statements, things like, you know, like homemade, you see that a lot. So homemade items are sometimes not as common and therefore can bring a higher price than the mass-produced foods, and people associate homemade as being a better quality. Now, today, the term handcrafted is synonymous with painstaking skilled workmanship or old-fashioned or homemade type items. So when was the last time you had a homemade meal or a handcrafted vitamin? Really? Let's check this out. Let's look at the benefits of handcrafted foods and supplements versus the mass-produced versions, right? Well, we want to prepare ourselves to be healthy, and consumers are familiar with, of course, restaurant ads that promote slow-cooked foods or homemade foods or, quote, like your grandmother made it. And when it comes to food, everyone likes how home-cooked food tastes. It doesn't taste as, I don't know, processed and flavorless as you can get in the fast food chain. So real food tastes better because it's not overcooked or overprocessed, and more of the vitamins and nutrition is in it. So that's where your flavor comes in, and how your body feels eating it is there's more in there. So vegetables from your own garden, for instance, are going to taste better than the frozen kind in the store. And also fresh has more nutrition in it than frozen or stuff that's been picked and has been in the store for several days. So the quick and convenient foods actually surrender nutrition and resort to flavor enhancers. That's why, you know, the food manufacturers that process all that stuff, they have to add flavor enhancers, fat and salt and sugar back into the food to make it taste better to your taste buds. However, homemade meals really don't have to cost any more than usually the cost they cost less to make. It takes less than an hour in most instances to prepare really good homemade food. Maybe in 30 minutes you can prepare something really decent. So modern conveniences have really made it easier to make meals from scratch for less money, really. Just, you know, remember, try not to overcook everything because heat changes things chemically and removes a lot of nutrition. All right, let's talk about the nutritional comparison. So when we use a bit of science, we can discover the difference in foods that are less processed compared to the quick meals that you find at the grocery store. Most consumers know that quick meals will contain more chemicals for extended shelf life. Food color is also necessary to camouflage ingredients that may not be as fresh and are more artificial. So processed foods will contain more calories, and the body is going to store more unnatural fat found in these products, making it harder to manage your weight. So there is also a systematic review of studies that were published in 1958 and all the way to 2008 that analyzed the nutritional quality in organic foods compared to conventional or processed foods. Of course, the organic sources contain more vitamin C, magnesium, and phenolic compounds, which have antibacterial property protection in them. So organic foods will also contain more phosphorus and tritable acid, which indicates ripeness or freshness of the food. It also improves the development of your bones, helps you grow and regenerate, and repair all your tissues and cells faster. So researchers believe that the riper the food, the more tritable acid, and the better the nutritional value, of course, includes more antioxidants. More antioxidants means, you know, less free radicals, which means less disease. That's why God said, here's my food, here's my spices, here's my herbs. Take of my table and be healthy and well. Choose life. Yeah. And that's what it's about. And you know, a lot of times people, you know, in a hurry, can't do it all. Well, there are ways to get the good nutrition in you. If you're on a rushy schedule going, are you rushing? Are you rushing here and rushing there? Well, I got herbs for that. Really, I do. So you don't have to skip meals and all that good stuff. So, but I can see by the clock, we're going to have to take a little break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about reading your labels and getting a clue as to what you're really buying, getting a whole food perspective on things so you can, you know, have more energy, more stamina. Enjoy life. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. About the differences with your wholesome handcrafted foods and even your supplements out there. Well, let's look at some research. Research has linked the preservatives, the flavorings, and your colorings in your convenience foods as the cause of a lot of allergies, asthma, anaphylactic responses, high cholesterol, headaches, and some types of cancer. So when the ingredients list has like a dozen or more items listed, when there should be maybe four ingredients, you begin to wonder if the long list of chemicals is really to mask low quality and perhaps toxic products. So according to the European Food Information Council, consumers believe organic foods have more nutrients, more vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and processed and convenience foods less. So people are starting to determine a distinction. Of course, a lot of people don't really care as long as it passes the taste test. product companies have used taste tests to promote their processed products in advertising. Consumers, they produce a notice. They'll even say organic on some things when it's not really organic. But, you know, if you tasted an organically grown apple compared to a conventionally grown one, there's a big difference, not only in the juiciness, the crunch factor, the flavor, but also the nutrition in it. So the conventionally grown apple has a different texture, has a weaker flavor or even no flavor, very watery flavor. And how the body utilizes nutrition in organics versus conventional foods is evident with how you have your health, overall health, your energy, how your immune system functions, your vision, your skin, and so on. Well, let's look at the synthetic vitamins versus the whole food ones, because naturopath Melissa Wood, she did a comparison on the organic or whole food supplements, comparing them to synthetic ones, you know, the one-a-days you see at Walmart and all the stores. And she feels that most people are so used to looking at the isolated nutrients on the organic, you know, the nutritional panel, the information nutrition panel. They'll just see, you know, vitamin A, C, D, E listed there, and they think, oh, this is good. Throw it in the cart. They see that on the product labels. She says they don't stop to realize that those are synthetic chemicals, and they're not foods. They're not herbs. They're not organics, okay? So the synthetic supplements offer only a fractionalized piece of the nutritional puzzle, she says, and the portion of the vitamin is not in chemical balance, okay? So therefore, synthetic supplements will cause an imbalance and lead you to further health problems, she says. Here's a quote from Melissa. She says, "Nature intended for us to consume food and herbs in their whole form because all the vitamins, the minerals, the antioxidants, and the enzymes are bound together in one package and work synergistically to deliver the nutrition to your body and what the body needs." End of quote. So there are some label clues that you want to look for. So whole food supplement ingredients will have varied amounts of nutrition, such as 70% vitamin C and 4% calcium, whereas synthetic supplements will list 100% of each vitamin, and that it's not how nature delivers nutrition at all. So they're just chemistry, you know, insufficient. They're just not in balance. So most synthetic vitamins will not list the source of the nutrient, you know, where it came from, because it's a chemical. So they won't say, hey, this came from carrots. It's not going to say source provided by carrots. It's not going to say that. It's just going to give you the chemical name of the synthetic nutrient. Now, for instance, does the product list vitamin C as citrus fruits or herbs like papaya, bell peppers, or rose hips, or is it simply just listing ascorbic acid? Now, a majority of the synthetic supplements are mass-produced by pharmaceutical companies, and they contain a lot of fillers and colorings and flavorings. And these ingredients are known to cause allergies. They are also usually made in the same facilities as the prescription drugs, which, you know, cause for concern. And so I would insist, you know, personally on whole food supplements, just as I would insist on organic produce, meat, vegetables, all that stuff. Citrus. All right, let's get a perspective, because you want to keep in mind that supplements are just that, a supplement to the lifestyle. It's kind of unrealistic to think that you're going to get all the nutrition you need for a good, healthy lifestyle by supplements alone. It's just not going to work that way. So if you have a poor lifestyle, you can undo a lot of nutritional deficits with supplements, but you definitely want to make a change to the lifestyle, okay? So it's understandable that consumers are using more supplements these days than ever before, but they're not questioning the quality in some instances, and they're also, you know, sort of like fast food. It's convenient, it's there, it's fast, And so that's what they're doing with their supplements. So eating more organic, though, will help you along the way, consuming less sugar, less refined flour, skip the dairy, get a substitute, you'll see the difference in your health, and you won't have to load up on a lot of supplements when you, you know, change that lifestyle. Well, let's look at the premium whole foods for a sec. So when we think of whole food supplements, I really think of handcrafted types of nutrients, which start from organic seeds and certified organic, tilth soil, grown without fertilizers or pesticides or herbicides, you know, clean filtered water, no animal farm runoff. They get properly harvested, carefully made, no heat involved. It's a whole food supplement. That's what that is. So this is the primo kind of supplement with balanced nutrition still in it. Has the buffalo alkaloids still there. And it's for the metabolism, it's very balanced and it activates a great uptake and absorption. And so the body just can take what it needs and voids out what it doesn't. So this is the actual opposite, though. A handcrafted whole food supplement is the opposite of a pharmaceutical or synthetic one. So people are actually noticing the difference when they feel the difference, okay? I don't know how many times people have tried the Body Foundation food mix. It's a powdered mix you just add to your smoothie or your juice, and it covers vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant protein. And people get energized by that. And I can tell the more a person is deficient in nutrition, the more a bigger impact their introduction to this product is for them. And so, and I go, wow, I feel great. Can I take that every day? Yes, you can. But you definitely want to also look at why, you know, the body is noticing this so much. It's because you're not been getting it in the lifestyle. Now, you know, your whole food handcrafted supplements like that may cost more, a little bit more, but they're well worth it in the long run. For instance, you won't have to have a million zillion bottles of individual synthetic supplements on your counter when you can just use that one thing and whole food balanced. And guess who did the chemistry in that? Your creator. It's perfect. Can't improve on it. You can't improve on God's copyright. No, no. All right, so if you're looking for some certified organic, tilth standard, handcrafted, quality supplements, then the folks at Apothecary Herbs are the place, is the place to go, and they can help you out. So you give them a call. They don't use heat in their processing. They naturally age their herbal liquids, which is something companies don't do anymore. The aging process is huge for power, formula power. That's why people, when they compare our stuff to what they've been using, they go, wow, this is like a game changer, you know. And it's because of the aging process. It's kind of like you press grapes today, you got grape juice. You let it age, you got wine. So, but it's expensive. It's a more expensive process to age something and to cold press something. It's more expensive. And that's why the formulas at Apothecary Herbs will cost a little more than what you see in your health food store, but you don't have to use as much of their product. So it kind of evens out, because when you get a weak, hastily made formula from other companies, you have to use more of that stuff. You're going to go back to the store and buy a ton more. And of course, that's what they want you to do. But at Apothecary Herbs, we're more focused on progress and results. And once people find us, they're like a customer forever. Not that they need to keep, you know, taking the products, but it's just they'll come back and do their seasonal cleansing, and they just feel great. And then they'll do their immune boosting, and they don't get as sick, especially through the holidays, and they're not as stressed. It's lifestyle tweaking and then knowing what herbs to use and how much to use. And so we definitely educate our consumer at Apothecary Herbs. You get little info sheets on the product, on the herb. And so we want you to familiarize yourself with these herbs and what their action is. So you become kind of like a, you know, amateur herbalist, if you will, even a connoisseur of how herbs should taste. You know, a lot of times you can pick up these products in the store and it says it has, I don't know, lobelia in it. So then you taste the formula, and it doesn't have any signature taste of lobelia. Lobelia has a very specific signature taste, okay? And that's what we like our customers to realize. For instance, echinacea also has a signature taste. Anybody that's had some really good echinacea in a liquid form knows that it has this little bit of numbing sensation on their tongue for just a moment or two. It doesn't stay there. Children misinterpret it as a hot or spicy taste sometimes, but that's how you know you've got some really good echinacea in that formula. So if you're not distinguishing any of these things, then you got some pretty weak formulations there that are mostly probably alcohol and very little medicinal properties in there. So if you're interested, check out the body food mix. That's that powdered mix we mentioned. And, of course, the organ cleanses are also on the website as well as in the catalog. If you want to get a catalog, you don't have internet access, have no fear. You can request a free product catalog to be mailed to you first class mail by calling 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Anyone outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. And, of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs. And that is the official website for Apothecary Herbs. And also, you know, if you don't have a Power Herbs book, get one of those for $14.99. It's under the Books and Newsletters tab. So if you're in there investigating the newsletters, check out the Power Herbs book, because it comes in several formats, PDF, Kindle, and iPad, so you can check it out there. All right, so any of you out there over 50 years of age, any of you say, well, I just don't feel like I used to? Yeah. Well, being great at 50 can be a challenge for some. Well, let's check it out. Now, there are some historical accounts of how man has lived for hundreds of years. You know, they offer a glimpse into how we've kind of dealt with health challenges. So we're told that now that we live longer than ever before, which is doubtful if you read your Bible, so why are people in their 50s and older concerned about their health? Well, if medical science is so advanced that it can replace hearts and perform other medicinal feats, why do we have this anxiety and even depression about getting older? Well, people in their 50s seem to have a list of health concerns that they fear. Some are fearful that they may be witnessing their health declining, while others that they're caring for, it become an extra effort for them. So some of this is also financial cost for the healthcare that they're seeing. So many of them are feeling that they doubt that medical science can effectively help them, and they don't have the financial means to care for themselves. So we're going to notice that medicinal breakthroughs and doctors seem to just tend to manage disease instead of curing it. And that's where their bread and butter comes in. But more people are challenging their doctor's advice on treatment plans because the plans are addressing only symptoms. And they want to get better. They don't want to be chasing symptoms all the rest of their life. And I get that. Who wants to? So we're going to look at how we can be really great at 50. Yeah, don't look at the 50s as being dangerous. But there seems to be a trend that people in their pre-retirement years start to think about how they will manage after retirement. So according to the National Institutes on Aging, in 1950, men were retiring at 65 and were expected to live about 13 years after that, and women about 15 years. So over 60 years later, those statistics have changed where men are living 17 years after retirement and women about 20 years. So that means they're going to need bigger retirement nest eggs to help them live past 65. Now, according to a lot of reports, one in three Americans, or a third of America, due to financial demands, have not saved enough money towards their retirement or don't have one at all. Now, in fact, they don't have a savings account. So it's estimated that 56% of Americans have less than $10,000 in retirement. So these statistics are much worse for women, mainly due to their earning potential and also with child rearing and divorce. Women being the helpmate to their husbands, many do not enter the job force until later when the children are in school or empty nesting. So they haven't built up the retirement nest egg for themselves. So then if their husband divorced them, you know. So for women, there is a 27% greater risk that they will have little to no retirement savings, especially if they are single mothers or divorced. Therefore, as women age and living longer than men, they will require more medical care, and they most likely will outlive their retirement funds. So if financial experts are telling men to save 10 to 15% of their annual income for retirement, that figure is a minimum of 20% for women. And an estimated 63% of American women have no savings whatsoever compared to 52% of men. So the National Institute of Aging says we have a 25% of Americans working past the age of 70. So we better be in shape, and we better feel good, huh? Let's check it out. You know, we got the baby boomers. You know, I'm at the end of the baby boomers, you know, born in the 60s. So I'm right there. And also the benchmark retirement funds aren't there, you know, as all the costs go up. So according to Dr. Bernice Newgarten, she's a psychologist at the University of Chicago. She says men and women think about different things in their 50s. Men focus on career accomplishments and the time limits they're facing, while women may be in the middle of restarting a career after taking time off to raise children. Now, she also said women tend to focus on their husband's health more for fear of becoming widowed and the changes that would bring. Another health interesting fact is that, David Gutman, a psychologist at Northwestern University, he says people who leave school and marry earlier go through the aging stages about 5 years earlier than professionals do. So he also says the 50s present a somewhat subjective time in aging, and people will either see themselves as much younger or much older than their chronological age. So a strong influence affecting this perspective is the physical changes and limitations people are experiencing. So according to Daniel Levinson, a psychologist at Yale Medical School, for many in their 50s, there's this silent despair, a passing fear of becoming irrelevant in work, in marriage, in career, with no real alternatives in sight. Also, Bernice Nugent, psychologist, University of Chicago, she says a focus on fear of heart attack begins around 50 in many people as men start to die from them in noticeable numbers, end of quote. Well, you know, you don't have to have those fears and worries if you're using foods and herbs that strengthen those areas that you're worried that are getting weaker, like cardiovascular. According to Dr. Gary Small, director of UCLA Longevity Center, he says many health behaviors can lower our risk and protect us against mental decline. So things like regular exercise, he says, healthy diet, mental stimulation, and stress management will go a long way. Absolutely. Got to exercise 5 times a week, at least, half hour a minimum. And it lowers stress. It clears the mind. It makes you feel more at peace, not only with yourself, but where you're going. And always, always be moving forward, not going backward. Don't look back. Don't look back. Move forward. And another thing that's very helpful is seeking the Lord's face and spending some time with Him in His Word. It's a very calming thing to be communicating with the Lord that way. So He can take a lot of anxiety away. He can take a lot of addictions away. All you got to do is ask. You know, I've seen it. I've seen people that have suffered from addictions, and all they did was sincerely, with heartfelt sincerity, ask the Lord to remove their desire to whatever it was, smoke, drink, or whatever, and it just went away immediately. They didn't have those desires anymore. So there's a lot to be said, in a lot of wisdom, a lot of healing power in God's word. So I hope you're getting in there every day. You know, make that part of your routine. You know, just like you, you know, get up and brush your teeth or your exercise or drive to work. Make sure you spend some time with the Lord. I start my day with the Lord and I finish it with the Lord. And I sleep better when I read my Bible before I go to sleep. So I hope you can do that too. So most common health worry for men, according to some research and Research America, men in their 50s worry about health. Their top concern is being disabled, not being able to function. So things like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's and cancer and stroke are at the top of their list. Now, women, what they worry about, they do worry about health problems, but mostly for their parents or for their spouse, because they're usually the caregivers, okay? Women are often the caregivers for elderly parents that may be suffering from dementia, cognitive impairments, or for their spouse. Diseases they worry most about are things like that, plus arthritis, cancer, and stroke as well. So, but, you know, worry is not going to help you. Getting proactive is going to help you. Okay. So if you're looking to proactively strengthen your system for cardio and so forth, check out the foods and herbs that do that, because God's herbs are here for the man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So why aren't you trusting in his word there? You trust in the Lord. Look to him, right? Look to him. I mean, he's got solutions for you probably never even considered. So there's an old Chinese proverb that says the superior doctor prevents sickness, the mediocre doctor attends to impending sickness, and the inferior doctor treats actual sickness. That's right. So you want somebody that prevents, you know, and over in the Asian population, they pay their doctors a few cents a day while they're well and stop paying them when they get sick. So the motivation for physicians over there is to heal you, to keep you well. The motivation here in America is to keep you sick, to give you the illusion of wellness with, you know, symptom management. I think medicine excels at trauma, but with internal medicine diseases, it's all about managing symptoms, and that's not cutting it. You know, it just isn't. It's too many drugs. Drug prescription on top of drug prescription. Here's a drug prescription, you got side effects, here's another drug for the side effects. It's terrible. It's an endless hamster wheel of drug therapy that is going to build up toxicity in the system and you eventually collapse from it. So I hope people will start seeking the Lord's face for healing, as well as looking to his herbal medicines that he has here and his healthy foods. Do your due diligence there, and you will be rewarded. Now, if you'd like more information, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will send you a free catalog. Of course, they specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing, but they do have some other things in there that you want to check out. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you want to visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, do that, thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for the free newsletters. Get a Power Herbs ebook. Get your feet wet on using herbs. Get to be proactive and, you know, pretty efficient at using herbs. And it's not rocket science, you know? I'm out of time, Frank. Goodness. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.